So if you picked up the theme from our readings today, our theme today is doubt. What if I doubt? What if I have a hard time believing everything others say about God in Jesus? What if the things that I know from history and the sciences don't match what the Bible says? When I was selecting biblical texts for today, it's kind of interesting. I have a couple search engines for the Bible. You can have them too. They're free. Okay. And I was searching the word doubt. Interestingly, the word doubt in the Bible shows up, ready for this, 9 times. That's it. 9. 4 of them show up in James chapter 1, and one is in our reading today. The other are completely out of context. The few references we do have to doubt, however, do sound pretty blamey. Those words in James, our second reading today, ooh, they give me the willies. It sounds like they are almost designed to blame the victim and to make us feel guilty when we have questions and when we doubt. In Jesus' words to Peter when he started sinking while he's walking on the water, don't you have any faith? I mean, honestly, he's walking in the water and he starts to sink and he calls out for help. Really, who can blame the guy, okay? There have been times I've been in my boat, which is not real big, and storms come up and my thighs clench and my toes just about go prehensile through my shoes trying to grab the bottom of the boat, and I'm scared and I'm in a boat. So let's not blame Peter. Yet Jesus says, don't you have any faith? That sounds pretty accusative too. So with readings like this, it is easy to get the idea that we need to believe every single thing the Bible says without question, and that if we don't, we are in deep trouble. I would like to suggest that is not the case at all. Doubt is not a bad thing. Oh, sure, we all know people who will tell us that they believe sometimes the most improbable things, and they bring with it the sense that the more difficult something is to believe, the greater the virtue it is and the greater the sign of their faith. But that's not what faith is about. Faith is not about being certain of various facts. Faith is not about creating a false debate between the Bible and the sciences. So we don't have to choose between things like evolution or creation, or the historical accuracy of Noah's Ark, or the ascension, or any of that stuff. Faith is not about proof or evidence or certainty. As you've heard here before, doubt is not the opposite of faith. Certainty is the opposite of faith. See, what certainty does is it leads us to believe that we are right. And if we are right, then that means that others must be wrong. So very quickly, it's easy to start judging others, or maybe worse is that smug conclusion that we're right. We have the right answer. We have God all figured out. But I'd suggest that this place right here, this church, this community, is the place to have questions. This is a place where it is perfectly okay to wonder and to ask and to doubt and to push the envelope. Some of you know I like bumper stickers. One of my favorites says, minds are like parachutes. They only work when they are open. If we come at faith with an attitude of certainty and finding the one right answer, then our minds are effectively closed. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, the way I believe today is way different than it was 30 years ago. And it's even more different than it was when I was in my teens. And by the way, those are not the same time periods. Okay? The more life experience we have, the more we learn about all sorts of things in the world, and the more the things we believe about God are going to be open to challenge and to change. I grew up in a part of the Lutheran Church that had a pretty literal understanding, very black and white, all or nothing kind of belief. There was no room for questions or wonder or doubt. If there was an apparent conflict between the Bible and the sciences, science was denied, and a literal reading of the Bible won out. It was a nice, tidy little system, all in or all out. But I had a problem. I went to school. In high school, I learned about things like plate tectonics. I learned about biology and all sorts of things. Then I went to college and I had the chance to learn more about the world, and I learned about other people who are very different than we are. I learned a lot about the sciences and psychology, and I started to face a crisis. It wasn't a sudden thing that came on all at once, but it was gradual. It built up. It was a gradual thing where I started to question a lot of things that I had been taught. I began to question a lot of things I had never questioned before because everybody around me believed the same thing, or at least they said they did. So my problem was, suddenly the things required by what I believed didn't have a lot of room for love or mercy or understanding. Instead, it became more focused on judging others instead of focusing on how I lived. It became an endless cycle of trying to impress God with my virtue and my goodness, and if you know me, you know how far a reach that is. But I was always conveniently overlooking all the little things I did wrong. And then when I did face my questions and doubt, the narrow religion I grew up in led me to be afraid. Ashamed and afraid. I was afraid because I assumed, I was told, that having questions and doubting meant that I rejected God and our faith. That's what doubt can do. It can drive us away out of fear, out of shame or embarrassment, so we end up with our questions all alone. And then our doubt and questions turn into proof of the very thing we're afraid of, that it's all about finding the one right answer. So to be clear, there is a huge difference between questions and doubt versus rejecting God and our faith. Doubt simply means we have questions. It means that there are some things that we want to try to make sense out of. It means we might have difficulty making ancient stories make sense in our modern world without making false choices. There's nothing wrong with that. That is how we learn. But that does not mean we are rejecting our faith. It does not mean we are rejecting our loving God. In fact, what it means is the opposite. It means that we care enough to ask. It means that we want to know more. So do not be shamed into silence if you doubt and if you have questions, if you want to push the envelope. Relish it. Bring it. Work with it. Use it. Use it to lead you into new understandings of faith. Doubt is not the opposite of faith. Certainty is. God does not want unquestioning obedience from us. I would like unquestioning obedience from my dogs. I'm still waiting. Doesn't always happen. But we're not God's pets. We're God's children. If you doubt, if you wonder, if you have questions, if you challenge things you were taught about God or Jesus and stories in the Bible, don't worry. Ask. Talk. Listen to these words from our first reading today in Isaiah. Sorry. Well, okay. He says, the result of righteousness will be peace. The result of righteousness will be peace. Now, righteousness, not rightness. Hear the difference? Righteousness. Righteous means to live in God's image, to be the ones in whom God's love and grace is felt and known in this world. It's not about being right. It's about being faithful. Faith is not about proving things are scientifically true. It is about love and trust. And if you can prove that, bring it. And that brings us to the other face of doubt, doubting that God could love you, doubting that Jesus could die for you, doubting that you could be forgiven. See how this works? If we are ashamed of our doubts, then it's very easy to isolate ourselves and close ourselves off from others so nobody will find out. Well, and they won't. And then we will end up alone with our doubt and our fear and our shame. So here's the good news. God's promise is true, and it is real, even if we doubt it. See, somewhere along the line, I think we've fallen into what I like to call Tinkerbell theology. Okay? Remember that from Peter Pan? Tinkerbell's only real if you believe. Well, we're not little Wendy's. Okay? God's promise isn't true only if we believe. It's true whether we believe or not. God does not depend on us to make his promise real. God's promise is God's promise. It is normal to question and have doubts. It shows that we care enough to explore, that we want to learn more, that we want to figure how things out. Now, we know the world we live in leads us to look for quantifiable proof, when in fact, the answer to our questions and doubt is not a single right answer. It is love and trusting God. That is the answer. So don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Following Jesus does not mean that we know it all. Jesus is clear. Following him is about the intentional sacrifice of love and care for others. Those we live with, those we see all the time, and those who we will never see. Leave fear behind. Don't worry about having the right answer. Instead, spend that energy on what Jesus does teach. To love and serve, feed the hungry, to care for the sick, the lonely, the dying, and the forgotten. Because when we do those things, we get to meet Jesus again, and suddenly, none of the questions, none of the doubts matters. In fact, it'll be gone, because Jesus will be right there with us. And that is the proof we need.